KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Family members of one of the 67 victims killed in the Potomac River collision between a regional jet and Black Hawk helicopter in January filed the first wrongful death lawsuit. That suit is against American Airlines, regional carrier PSA, and the U.S. government. Bob Clifford is an attorney for the family and says the crash was avoidable, noting the number of previous near misses at the airport.
Had the Army done what it was supposed to do, had the FAA done what it was supposed to do, none of this would happen.
The NTSB is still investigating the collision. Three detainees were shot today at an ICE facility in Dallas. ICE officials say two were killed, along with the gunman who died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Authorities say no law enforcement officers were injured. In response, security is now being stepped up at other ICE facilities. Volatile storms on track for parts of Tennessee to West Virginia today. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. In the race to greenlight Wisconsin's first Buc-ee's, it seems Oak Creek is going to win. DeForest was first selected years ago to get the state's first Buc-ee's, a ginormous gas station and rest stop beloved in the southern half of the country. But to make it happen, the village needed to redo roads in the area of County Highway V to handle all the added capacity. That has been its own battle. Although the state budget gave the village $4 million to do those renovations, that wasn't enough money. Now, because of all the DeForest drama, the company had already started planning for a location in Oak Creek near Milwaukee. That had its own roadblocks, including lawsuits from residents. But the Oak Creek Plan Commission approved the Buc-ee's proposal last night, meaning they will likely become the first city in Wisconsin to have what leaders call the Disneyland of gas stations. And wildlife advocates are asking you to turn off any extra lights tonight. Scientists at Purdue University say more than 23 million birds are migrating south and will fly through the Badger State tonight. The university's Aero Eco Lab puts out migration forecasts and light alerts, and they've got one for us here tonight. Scientists say unnecessary light can confuse the birds, and then they can end up in areas they're not supposed to be. Purdue's data shows they like to rest and refuel in a big area from La Crosse County, east to Adams County, south to Iowa, and Dane counties. Just in Madison, nearly 45,000 birds are expected to fly over the city tonight. Meanwhile, Henry Vilas Zoo is getting a new resident. Right now, the zoo has a 26-year-old polar bear named Barrett, but he's lonely. Soon, he'll be joined by another polar bear, a 10-year-old named Nora. Zookeepers hope Barrett and Nora will meet, mate, and produce a cub. Polar bears are a threatened species, so breeding more is a big part of conservation work. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers make roster moves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL. Wide receiver Mecole Hardman won three Super Bowls when he's with the Kansas City Chiefs. But at age 27, he told me the NFL means not for long.
Whoever they draft and whoever they bring in, you know, that's their decisions. But as far as on my end or any other receiver, all we can do is come in and work hard and make plays. And, you know, whatever happens, happens.
The Packers cut Hardman from the practice squad last night and replaced him with Jacoby Keeney-James, an undrafted rookie receiver out of UMass with 4.37 speed, who didn't make the cut in the Detroit Lions training camp. Baseball. The Brewers playing the Padres today in San Diego, trying to avoid the sweep. Last night, they lost 7-0 after new starter Bruce Zimmerman gave up a grand slam in the first inning.
Our fans probably don't watch it the same way I do, but he gave up an 87-mile-an-hour ground ball that had seeing eyes and got through the infield, and then he gave up a home run that's a home run in only one park in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, areas of fog and lows in the low 50s. Sunshine continues for tomorrow and beautiful. Highs in the mid-70s and more sun in upper 70s Friday. The dry and mild weather is expected to continue through the weekend into early next week. Currently at 62 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Thursday morning, Tim Slecker joins us from Busted Pencils, and we'll talk to former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel.
Let's hope we can survive the rapture for just one more day.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX, because you can't solve everything with yoga.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Yeah, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along Mr. Aaron Zummers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big broadcast here on Wednesday, September 24th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Pump Day.
That's right. Reached it. Middle of the week. Glad to have you along with us. My hair, what's left of my hair is a little bit messed up, by the way. I was in the shower, and I just got out this morning, and Trigvy called. We were talking a little pregame show, and I wrapped a towel around myself, and I talked to him. And then I, for about 20 minutes, and then I dried off and got dressed and did things around the house. Well, then I went to brush my teeth before I left the house. I looked in the mirror. I hadn't dried my hair, and it was standing up like Mr. Heatmeister from that old Christmas animation.
He's Mr. Heatmeister. He's Mr. Sun. Yeah.
It wasn't dramatic because I don't have a lot of hair to stand up. But
now I want to see if I can make my hair stand up.
Now, you have a lot of hair.
For those of you who don't watch the stream, it is long hair.
Yeah.
And that standing straight up probably add like a foot to my height or something.
At least. Yeah, absolutely. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. He will be here in studio tomorrow.
That he will.
At the old world headquarters doing his show and La Manana. Tune in tomorrow from 6 until 9 along Mr. Parker Olson, great producer that he is. Now Dom Lee, producer for John and Gordy here at MDX, he was wearing a mask today, feeling a little, and what a courteous guy. He says, I'm feeling under the weather, and so not dramatic, but just out of an abundance of caution, as they say, was wearing it. Now, those are kind coworkers.
And he did a little bit of disinfecting when he left the studio.
But did he really?
Yeah, get it nice and clean so as to not get me ill.
We don't want that. Well, Dom, I hope you feel better soon, my friend. We got to have people at full strength here at the old Civic Media World Headquarters. Coming up here in just a minute, another edition of What's Worse For You, and going to play you a couple of more serious clips from Jimmy Kimmel Live last night. Tomorrow, we're going to be joined by Keegan Kelly of Cracked.com to talk about what this means for entertainment, for free speech moving forward. So looking forward to that. Also tomorrow on the show, time to recombobulate. Been a discombobulating few days. And Dan Schaefer, our political editor and founder of The Recombobulation Area, will be here as well. So that'll be a great show tomorrow. It is 9 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for Civic Media's Green and Gold Text to Win Multi-State Contest. Up for grabs, $200 cash and gold jewelry to one lucky winner today. Everyone will be entered in for the grand prize, which are two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota for a Green Bay home game on November 23rd of this year at 12 noon. You also get a gas card to get you to the game and home. It is a $1,550 value. Download the Civic Media app, open it up, go to one of the first 10 stations, click on it in the lower right-hand corner. It'll say text, and I will give you the word this hour. The word to text in now is shine, S-H-I-N-E, shine. The sun will shine on your face. Again, S-H-I-N as in Nancy, E as in Edward. The word again for the green and gold text to win multi-state contest is shine, S-H-I-N-E. You have until 4 o'clock to text it in. There you go. The contest continues, as they say. All right, now 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Before we do what's worse, want to play a couple of cuts. Jimmy Kimmel came back to ABC last night. Colbert opened up with saying, probably the only people watching this show is my wife, Evie, because everybody else is watching Jimmy Kimmel, which I thought that was nice of him. I had that on my, Colbert on my phone on YouTube, but I had Jimmy Kimmel live on my TV watching. And I thought it was a great balance. Yes, he told some jokes, and I know Jane and Greg, Matt and Aaron Air addressed this as well this morning. But there was also a more serious side. I think a lot of people were waiting to see how he was going to address this whole thing. And we'll play some more tomorrow. He never technically apologized, but he basically said, hey, I get it. If some people were offended by my remarks, if the tables were turned, I may have felt the same way. And then he had a very poignant moment in the show. And Jimmy Kimmel is naturally, if you've watched the show for any length of time, you know, he's a soft-hearted person. He's talked about his son when he was going through illness, when his uncle died, who used to appear on the show. And, he's a guy who gets very emotional. And so it was real and it was raw last night. Here is Jimmy Kimmel on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night on ABC addressing Erica Kirk.
A moment over the weekend, a very beautiful moment. I don't know if you saw this. On Sunday, Erica Kirk forgave the man who shot her husband. She forgave him. That is an example we should follow. Yeah. Yeah. If you believe in the teachings of Jesus, as I do, there it was. That's it. A selfless act of grace, forgiveness from a grieving widow. It touched me deeply. And I hope it touches many. And if there's anything we should take from this tragedy to carry forward, I hope it can be that, and not this. So thank you for listening. And I'll have more to say when we come back.
Jimmy Kimmel's monologue lasted most of the first half hour of the program last night. And yes, there were some serious moments like the one we just played for you. But Jimmy Kimmel also addressed the larger issue and had some jokes as well. This is Jimmy Kimmel in a different part of the monologue talking and addressing specifically about being pulled from the network.
I've been fortunate to work at a company that has allowed me to do the show the way we want to do it for almost 23 years. I've done almost 4,000 shows on ABC, and over that time, the people who run this network have allowed me to evolve and to stretch the boundaries of what was once traditional for a late night talk show, even when it made them uncomfortable, which I do a lot. Every night, they've defended my right to poke fun at our leaders and to advocate for subjects that I think are important by allowing me to use their platform, and I am very grateful for that. With that said, I was not happy when they pulled me off the air on Wednesday. I did not agree with that decision, and I told them that, and we had many conversations. I shared my point of view, they shared theirs. We talked it through, and at the end, even though they didn't have to, they really didn't have to. This is a giant company. We have short attention spans, and I am a tiny part of the Disney Corporation. They welcomed me back on the air, and I thank them for that.
Jimmy Kimmel last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Now, they tape this. They don't really do it live anymore. They tape it in the late afternoon. And before, I guess before the taping actually happened in the afternoon, so this did not make it or address it on air last night, Donald Trump tweeted out the following on his Truth Social. Quote, "I can't believe ABC fake news gave Jimmy Kimmel his job back. The White House was told by ABC that his show was canceled. Something happened between then and now because his audience is gone and his quote-unquote talent was never there. Why would they want someone back who does so poorly, who's not funny, who puts the network in jeopardy by playing 99% positive Democrat garbage? He is yet another arm of the DNC, and to the best of my knowledge, there would be a major illegal campaign contribution. I think we're going to test ABC out on this. Let's see how we do. Last time I went after them, they gave me $16 million. This one sounds even more lucrative. A true bunch of losers let Jimmy Kimmel rot in his bad ratings," unquote. That is a direct quote from the Truth Social account of the President of the United States. Not exactly he was taken off for bad ratings. Number one, he was not canceled. He was put on indefinite leave. He was not fired. But, you know, the MAGA folks, Trump likes to say, well, you know, we didn't attack him for what he said. It was his ratings. But yet the President of the United States literally going after him personally, Jimmy Kimmel, on this. Kimmel, as I said, that came out after Kimmel's show was taped and in the can. But Kimmel did address the larger issue of silencing people from political perches.
Imagine in school. But one thing I did learn from Lenny Bruce and George Carlin and Howard Stern is that a government threat to silence a comedian the president doesn't like is anti-American. That's anti-American. And I am so glad we have some solidarity on that from the right and the left and from those in the middle like Joe Rogan. Maybe the silver lining from this is we found one thing we can agree on, and maybe we'll even find another one. Maybe we can get a little bit closer together. We do agree on a lot of things. We agree on keeping our children safe from guns, on reproductive rights for women, Social Security, affordable health care, pediatric cancer research. These are all things that most Americans support. Let's stop letting these politicians tell us what they want and tell them what we want.
Jimmy Kimmel on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night. Mark, by the way, brings up a good point on the text line asking, how much free publicity did Trump get in 2016 during the campaign? I remember that very well because I was my first coffee shop and I was cleaning up every night. We closed at 7 o'clock. I'd usually there till 9 or 10. And the old Don Lemon program on CNN had Trump on not every night, but several times a week for a half hour at a time. You know, under the auspices of an interview, but they were glorified campaign ads. And I said at the time to my friends, you know, the Democrats, Hillary's making a huge mistake by not going on television and doing these ads because Trump's getting unlimited time. They're commercials. And we all know what happened in 2016. That's a great point, Mark. Appreciate that. All right. 18 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again to play What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again to play What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, just your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news talk sports stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. Timely indeed. A lot of people going to be on the roads this weekend, going to Apple Orchards, wherever you're going to go, get in the car. And so the question today, category, what's worse, big cars or little cars? Big cars or little cars? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you could text us on the old Civic Media app. Big cars or little cars? Lots of ways to go, lots of ways to take that. I guess, gas mileage, safety, but whatever. We'll come back and discuss it. Take your calls, big cars or little cars. What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You're listening to a hump day edition of the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
WMDX Talk Radio with more bike lanes.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Get ready, Madison. El Sazon Jarocho is now open on Plaza Drive. Five-star authentic Mexican cuisine. Fresh, homemade, and the best prices in town. See why one review said best tacos I've ever had in my life. El Sazon Jarocho. You won't leave hungry, just happy.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. President Donald Trump's March 25th executive order on elections, attempting to override the U.S. Constitution's grant of election authority to states and Congress, has so far been blocked by four of five lawsuits filed against it. A ruling in one of those cases, September 17th, allows a challenge from 19 states to move forward. The executive order would withhold federal funding from any state which does not implement the use of the National Voter Registration Form and mandate proof of citizenship documents, including a birth certificate, naturalization papers, a real ID compliant driver's license, or a U.S. passport. It would also end mail-in ballot grace periods, restrict ballot deadlines to Election Day, and withholds federal grants if they don't. States challenging the order include California, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Nevada, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Wisconsin. U.S. District Court Judge Denise Casper issued a stay on Trump's order in June, saying the states had demonstrated a substantial risk that citizens would be disenfranchised. Her September 17th ruling confirms that the states have legal standing to contest the president's order and that they would be harmed, particularly by the withholding of Help America Vote Act funding. We've linked to the order and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Civic Media Radio Network. Love that song.
It's so good.
It gets you up and dancing, right?
Rubber Soul is my favorite Beatles album.
Yeah, fantastic. That one goes out to Jerry Perry, by the way.
It does.
23 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along on the All Ball Show on Civic Media. Category for what's worse today, speaking of cars, big cars or little cars? Big cars or little cars? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. PJ, watching on Facebook, says big cars are worse. They are harder to park and less miles per gallon. All right, so there you go. That's probably a big one. We're probably going to hear that a lot. Mary on the text line in Tosa says, by the way, listening on MDX, I'm assuming, or MDX, AUK, AUK in beautiful Wauwatosa says, hands down, worse are the big vehicles, the 4x4s, SUVs, do the most tailgating, bullies on the road?
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if that's my experience. I think those just usually make people angrier because they're more noticeable because the car is physically large.
Right. Appreciate your listenership, Mary. Beautiful town, Wauwatosa, by the way. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go out. Speaking of beautiful towns, Sussex, Wisconsin, where we find Gary. Gary, big cars or little cars? What's worse?
I like them both. There's, like, I have a Mercedes convertible.
Oh.
A little two-seater. I love that car. I love driving around because I can find places to park. And then my work vehicle, I'm a heating guy, is a huge fan. I love that. So they're not, neither one is the worst. But all if right. I had to drive around in one, I would rather drive around in a large car for safety reasons. Why?
See, no. I feel you on that. But I'll tell my one later. But I think that's a great point. I know you had something else you wanted to say about Kimmel. Go ahead.
Yes. You can tell a person's character on how they talk about somebody who's been murdered with their friends. Now, obviously, Todd, you're a nice guy. I like you. I think that you would never say anything bad or make jokes about someone who has been murdered, you know, especially when he's so beloved by half of the people in this country. I'm talking about really beloved, like almost.
For
like
some people, yes. Yes, for some people. Go ahead.
For some. Okay. Now, when I'm not saying you guys, but I'm just saying the general public, when you listen to comics and you listen to some of the left media, when they sit there and they talk about how bad he is, you know, he wasn't a bad person. He was a Christian man, had beliefs. Now, if I said that I think that abortion is wrong, that's my belief. Now, would you say that I'm spreading hate because I said abortion's wrong?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that's your opinion on that. Right. I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole, but I think you bring up a good point, Gary, because I was with a lot of different people over the weekend actually. And two people I respect a lot, they had never heard or seen the Charlie Kirk podcast. They had never seen some of these things where he went on, and he went beyond stating his opinion on things, where he said some things that were, in my opinion, hateful and hurtful to people, and they had never heard that. And I think you bring up a good point that, yes, for a lot of people, Kirk was beloved because they only heard the things where he talked about his faith, and that's fine. But there are also two coins to what he said in public. And I think that, but, you know, I think that's just being fair out there. But I guess what's your larger point with Kimmel?
My larger point is I think that everybody has to tone things down. And this kid that killed him is not a Democrat. He's not a Republican. He's just an insane person who was pushed into doing this after hearing over and over again. It's like Charles Manson. He actually didn't kill anybody. He really didn't. But he told his girls to go out there and kill and kill. Yeah. And they did. You know what I'm saying? So
well,
I think brainwash people.
Yeah, I think we're in agreement on the fact that I think everybody out there, including myself, can work on making sure that we disseminate truth without doing it in a way that gins people up and makes things worse out there. Did you watch any of Kimmel last night, Gary?
Yes.
Did you?
I did, and I thought he did fine. I thought he did exactly what I expected him to do to save his job. You know, I have employees. My employees have a right to tell me their opinion, but if they started talking back, sassing me or sitting there talking to my customers, I'd fire them. And I have that right. And they're going to go out there and say, "Oh, we have freedom of speech." No, you don't. Not when you work for me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. No, you work for me. You keep your mouth shut. You don't talk about politics to my customers. And if you got in an argument with them, I'd fire them.
Yeah, and as an individual business person, I agree with you. You have that right to do that when they're quote unquote on the job. I think it's a larger discussion. We're up against the clock here. Got about a minute left. I just think it's different when you have the sitting president of the United States and you have the FCC chair. Even Ted Cruz came out and said that Carr, the FCC chairman, compared Carr to a mafia boss. You know, guys like Joe Rogan are out there on conservative radio saying, if you think that was okay, I think he said you're nuts or you're crazy. I don't want to misquote him. So I think that's the difference, Gary. It's not just an individual employer saying that. It's the fact that this came from the government. And I support free speech on all different forms. That's my point.
So do I. Like.
So, all right, Gary, appreciate the call. Keep it between the lines out there, whether you're driving the big car or the little car. That's the question. We'll finish it up after this. What's worse, big cars, little cars? On the Civic Media Radio Network, Pam Yonke, and the Farm Report is next.
WMDX, smarter than your GPS on John Nolan Drive.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
Biodiesel is one of the many products that our soybeans go into here in the U.S. And without a buy coming in from China for our soybeans, it leaves a lot wondering how much of this biodiesel are we going to be able to use. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and Jason Schwantz, the Senior Vice President of Energy Going to Market for CHS, is here to give a look into what he expects from biodiesel use in the future. We'll take a look at that story next.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
And now here's Jason Schwantz giving us an update on the outlook of biodiesel use.
And, you know, if you look at certain states, like Minnesota has a mandate, they're 20%. Then in October, they'll switch over to 5% because biodiesel isn't quite as good in the wintertime. But I think if you look at it, you're seeing quite a bit of biodiesel use out there. I think this is good for soybeans. This is good for fuel. I think biodiesel has become a very, very good partner with, quite frankly, fossil diesel fuel. And I think you're seeing a lot of use of it. And I think you're going to continue to see that.
Jason Schwantz, the Senior Vice President of Energy Going to Market for CHS. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at how the market's closed right after this. Join our friends from Compeer and Pam Yonke at World Dairy Expo on Friday, October 3rd at 9:30 a.m. Compeer is dedicated to agriculture in rural America by providing financial services throughout 144 counties in the Midwest. Learn more at Compeer.com.
Pam will continue her coverage of World Dairy Expo with BioVet and Amperio on Wednesday, October 1st at 9:30 a.m. at booths 1503 and 1504 in the exhibition hall. BioVet and Amperio are your trusted partners in animal health. Stop by or visit bio-vet.com.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets close this Wednesday. We continue to watch the markets move downwards with cash new crop corn down 2 cents at 424 and a quarter and cash new crop soybeans down 3 at 1009. December wheat is down a penny at 519 and a half. Class 3 milk is also showing losses with October contracts down 8 cents at 1702 a hundredweight and November contracts also down 8 cents at 1652 a hundredweight. 40-pound block saw a penny rise, though, sitting at 164, and AA butter closed down 6 at 162. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, areas of fog and lows in the low 50s. Sunshine continues for tomorrow and beautiful. Highs in the mid-70s and more sun in upper 70s Friday. The dry and mild weather is expected to continue through the weekend into early next week. It's 63 right now.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show.
If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Maggie Dawn.
Federal judges are speaking out against Donald Trump's attacks on the rule of law and the Supreme Court's evident complicity. Join us as we speak with former Judge John Tinder and former Judge Diane Wood.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with it. Zommers on the board. Aaron Zommers, that is. Finishing up our What's Worse category today. What's worse, big cars or little cars? Big cars or little cars? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Zommers? Let's see.
We got one
Julie.
More from Julie, yeah.
Julie in Wausau. Thank you very much. Julie in Wausau, WXCO. Big cars are worse. They use more gas and resources, take up more room in parking spaces, can't see around them when I'm trying to make a right turn next to them. All right. Well, that's a fair point. Zommers? Big cars or little cars?
Between big car and little car, I've caught more fish on big car. Oh, yeah, that's right. Not the question. So up in the Lake Tomahawk area, there's two lakes right next to each other called the Big Car, C-A-R-R, and Little Car Lakes. Fun to fish on. But actually, my real answer, I think I'm going to have to say little cars are worse. Now, I appreciate having a small car at the moment living in Madison, because I just, current lifestyle, I don't need any of the things that a large vehicle provides, be it towing capacity or the ability to, I don't know, bring around a drum set or extra people. And so getting into small places in parking garage is very useful for me right now. Yeah. But if I had to pick only one, I would want a large vehicle, because I want to be able to do those things. Or if I'm moving and you don't have U-Hauls because there's no big cars, then how are you going to get your stuff? Like, right. I don't know. I just think I value the utility pretty highly.
But you're still saying the big cars are worse.
No, I'm saying little cars
little
are
cars
worse.
Oh, little cars are. Sorry. Little cars are worse. All right. Our friend Gordy Kopke calling in from the town of Dunn in outside of Oregon here in Dane County. By the way, if you haven't gotten your fall mums yet, your fall gourds, get down to Kopke's greenhouse and get them. Gordy on the line. Gordy, thanks for calling in. Big cars or little cars, what's worse?
Well, thanks for the plug, Todd.
Of course.
You know, I'm old enough so that I remember the big boats back in the 60s and 70s. And then I progressed over the years, and right now I drive the Mustang Mach-E electric car, which is sort of a small hybrid version, or not a small SUV style. Mm-hmm. But interesting, I was in Switzerland with my wife and family, and when my son and his wife were there, we rented the it was a Ford hybrid. It was called a Kuga, and it was a midsize SUV.
Okay.
And that thing got 45 miles to the gallon over there.
Not bad.
And
wow.
Which you know, their gas over there, their cheaper gas is 95% octane, which you know, helps them get much better mileage. But then when they left, I traded it in for a much smaller car, because my wife and I, trying to park that thing in Switzerland, where everything is designed for small cars, was a bear. So we traded it in for a small car, a VW, and it was nice, easy to park, nice to drive, but it only got 40 miles to the gallon because it wasn't a hybrid.
Only.
I thought that was very, very fascinating.
Yeah, really. It really is. That's that. And right, gas makes a difference, but I think when you travel like that, it gives us different perspectives, right? So that's very cool.
It certainly does.
Gordy, before we let you go now, again, Kopke's Greenhouse, one of our fine sponsors here on Civic Media for those in Dane County, or if you want to take a lovely drive. I was down, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or more. I got a couple of moments from Mom, one from my deck. I was up at Richland Center last week. It's flourishing. I also got one of those beautiful, cool, multicolored pepper plants and grasses. They look great for fall. How is the supply out there at Gordy's or Kopke's Greenhouse?
The supply is holding up fairly well.
Right.
We just got our, another shipment of pumpkins and gourds in. Yeah, already we're having the big pumpkin palooza this weekend. So
pumpkin palooza. All right, we will. We'll be down this weekend. Thanks, Gordy. Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn. Thanks, Gordy. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Whistler out in the old RC, listening on WRCE in Richland Center. Whistler, big cars or little cars. What's worse?
Being as old as I am, I remember the little Chevy Chevettes.
Okay.
I had one of them.
Yep.
And then there was another little Chevy halfback. I had one of them. They're fun to drive.
Right.
But I had a buddy that had a big LTD.
Right.
And wiping out in an LTD is a lot easier to have fun in than a little itty bitty car and wipe it out. So I gotta say, you know, a big car is better for a family.
Mm.
A little car is, well, it's fun for an individual.
All right, maybe we should ask you, Whistler, what's better, big dogs or little dogs?
Well, Toby's a little dog.
Okay.
Toby's a little dog.
What breed of dog is Toby?
He's a Shih Tzu.
Well, I'm not sure we can say that on the air, but no, I'm just kidding.
Right. It's the dog. It's a dog.
All right, very good.
He's a little noisy, little fart. And he's only about 2 months old.
Oh, that's great. A baby Shih Tzu. All right, but, very good.
Yeah.
All right, well, you have a great...
You're in the town, man.
All right. Thanks, appreciate it, Whistler, out there in the drift list on WRCE. That'll be the next one, big dogs, little dogs. I wouldn't say I'm copying out a little bit. To somebody's earlier point, yes, when you're driving around, big vehicles are harder to see around or get around. But when you're driving the vehicle,
they are also safer.
I like my Dodge Ram 1500
because they aren't safer.
They are. I mean, if I get in a crash, I feel like there's more metal behind me. But I got it because I still had the farm at the time, and now I travel around. I use it all the time for my equipment.
Oh, yeah.
For the show.
Todd couldn't do the show remote with a little vehicle.
No. So mine is necessary. And I use my 4x4 more in the city of Madison in the winter because they don't plow until, like, it's over 3 inches or whatever. I use it more here in Madison than I do when I go out to Richland Center. So
that's true.
Quickly, Charles in Milwaukee at WAUK. Charles, big cars or little cars? What's worse?
Well, I have one of each. I have a Toyota Prius, and then I have a Lincoln Navigator. I would say it depends on who's driving the bigger vehicle.
The true.
Because when I drive on interstate or highway, you always got some idiot in a big truck that comes barreling down on you like you're supposed to move out the way.
Right.
And so that burns me up with people with big vehicles. So like I said, I got both, but I would say depending on who's driving the bigger vehicle can be a pain.
That's a great point, Charles. Appreciate the call. Have a great day down there in Milwaukee. Yeah, I mean, I won't want to say fun, but I guess kind of fun. When I'm driving, and, you know, I'm driving whatever on the interstate, and I'm with the speed limit 70, and I've got my cruise set at 75, and some yahoo comes up behind me and tailgating me, you know, I'm going 75.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
so I mean, but they're not going to, you know, I'm driving a Dodge Ram. So, I mean, what are they going to do?
Big vehicles tailgating you are annoying, but so are small vehicles, especially because they think they can get through any gap. So they'll just do it.
Exactly.
It's like, dude, what are you?
Or
if anybody
taps
on their brakes, we're all dead.
Right.
Stop
it. Or those goofy crotch rocket motorcycles who just
if traffic is stopped, traffic filtering, as in going past cars slowly while there's a red light, That's safe on a motorcycle. Just passing in the middle? No, stop it.
More What's Worse tomorrow. Don't forget, we're right in the middle of our Text to Win Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Up for grabs, $200 cash and gold jewelry and tickets. You can win them, get in the running for winning by texting the word SHINE, S-H-I-N-E. SHINE is our Text to Win Green and Gold Text to Win word. SHINE, S-H-I-N-E. You have until 4 o'clock to text it. Maggie and Pete will have a word in their shows as well.
For the multi-state contest.
Multi-state contest, yes. Nothing to do with Bill Berrien, gubernatorial candidate, but yes, it is a multi-state contest. All right, let's try this. And we're a little late, as happens. Monday, 21st of September, a little Earth, Wind, and Fire on that. We played that. Autumn is here. Fall is here. Some people get all yickety-yackety about, oh, don't call it fall. It's autumn. Okay, whatever. Either one. I don't care. But it is the autumnal equinox, all right? Wherever you are right now, you are spinning at 1,000 miles per hour. That's the speed Earth spins around on its axis. But that 1,000 miles per hour is slow compared to the 18 miles per second that you're hurling through space. Yep, that's the speed of Earth as it orbits the sun. Now, people call me dizzy, probably right, but they're not talking about the effects of planetary motion. Why don't we feel any of our high-speed motion? The reason is the Earth's motion is smooth and steady. No stops or starts. No quick change in direction. The Earth and we are moving together at the same speed. That's the main reason we don't feel the high-speed motion. Another reason is that we don't have a stationary object near Earth as a reference point. There's no road sign or power poles along our path like there is along a road, like we're in a car or in a truck, big or little. But we know we are moving, and the best way to get a sense of it is watching a rising or setting sun or moon. Oh! And we didn't even get to how our sun and we are spinning around the center of our Milky Way galaxy at hundreds of thousands of miles per hour.
Gotta go fast.
little news you can use. Happy autumnal equinox, a couple days late, but we're my favorite time of year, officially. I'm a big fall guy. Yes, I call it fall. Occasionally I'll say autumn, but I don't. In normal conversations, do you say, "Hey, how are you enjoying your autumn? Are you going to orchards?"
Pretty much the only time I say autumn is if I'm playing a jazz gig and we're going to play the song "Autumn Leaves."
There you go.
I just call it fall.
Yeah, I call it fall too. Happy fall, everybody. Happy autumn as well. Brewers, boy, tough road trip out in San Diego. Padres are hot right now. They're competing as well for postseason. They clinched on the Brewers a postseason bid a couple nights ago. Brewers had another tough outing yesterday. Lost, I believe, 7-0 was the final score. And they're going to try to get at least one win. In fact, they should be playing right now. I haven't checked the score. I'll do that for you. And they're playing on WRCE in Richland Center and WISS Oshkosh CQM in Park Falls, and now in WBZH in Hayward, over the air. Not allowed to carry them on the stream. Those are other people that are carrying them on the stream. But Brewers trying to get a win here this afternoon. Looks like it is, let me pull up the score here. 1 second. The computer is dialing it up. 0-0 right now in the bottom of the second. Brewers and the Padres. Hopefully they can get to the good news is Philadelphia, the Phillies, who are the next closest team in the National League and in all of baseball, lost last night to the Marlins. So now the Brewers are only two games. The magic number is 2 for the Crew to secure the overall number one seed and have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So we'll tell you a little bit more about that and wrap up the show after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tallyball Show across to Wisconsin. From Lake Superior to Lake Michigan, Green Bay to the old Mississippi River, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
as Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, Gordy, I gotta admit, these hearing aids from Madison Hearing Aid Center changed my life.
Mine too, John. I thought I needed subtitles to talk to my grandkids.
And these aren't those old giant clunkers we saw in the old days. It's got Bluetooth, it's rechargeable, the works.
Yeah, my phone connects straight to my ears. I'm basically a cyborg
well,
now.
Hey, you just figured out texting last year, too.
Yeah, baby steps. But I did call Madison Hearing Aid Center, and you should too. 608-249-4077.
608-249-4077. Tell them John and Gordy sent you.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
Now is the moment we've been waiting for. With new treatments emerging and the fight against Alzheimer's and all other dementia, now is the time for hope and for action. Held in over 600 communities nationwide, the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's is the world's largest fundraiser for care, support, and research to fight the disease. So get out, get moving, and join WMDX at the Walk to End Alzheimer's on Sunday, October 5th at Warner Park in Madison. Join the movement at alz.org/walk.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News. Depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, a check of weather with Brittany Merlot and her weather team. Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, will bring you the latest on sports across the state of Wisconsin. And then another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6. Join Maggie. A couple of state Senate candidates, including Trevor Young of the 21st District and Sarah Harrison of the 5th District, among Maggie's guests from 4 until 6. And another great edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Now, I'm looking at the calendar here. WRJN's wrestling announcer, Rich LoCascio.
He sure is.
I did not know this. And we're talking like WWE or...
Yeah, like I mean, at one point he did an announcement for... Pete, and you know, it's just the classic wrestler right. thing, like, and now, coming from whatever corner,
Pete Schwabe.
Didn't say that either. It's just right. Pete Schwabe, or, you know.
There's one very well-known phrase in announcing a professional wrestling that we cannot say, we can't even joke about it, because they'll sue our pants off.
They're always listening.
They're always listening. Yeah, that's right. Well, that'd be great. So join Pete from 7 until 8, pardon me, 6 until 8, and Rich LoCascio on as well. And both of those programs will have more chances for you to win in our multi-state text to win green and gold contest. The word this hour is shine, S-H-I-N-E. Text it right now on the Civic Media app, S-H-I-N-E. To win cash and prizes on the Civic Media Radio Network. Brewers in action, as we said, right now across many of our stations. Here's the deal. We were talking about this before the break. If the Brewers win one more game, including the one they're currently playing in San Diego, top of the third, no score yet, there are four games, including this game, left in the regular season. They come home on Friday for a three-game series at home to wrap up against the Reds. If they all they have to do is win one, either today or one of the last three, and that would mean that Philadelphia would have to win out in order to catch the Brewers for the overall number one seed. So things are looking pretty good. Also, by the way, if you're in the greater Milwaukee area coming up on Friday, you want some pancakes, according to the Journal Sentinel, batter up, literally, Murph's Pocket Pancakes. Live on. The Brewers will host a pocket pancake breakfast outside of AmFam Field with free pocket pancakes, appearances by the man himself, manager Pat Murphy, Wisconsin sports legends, mascots, live entertainment, all that and more coming up this Friday. It'll be held in the Euchre Yout parking lots from 6 until 9 in the morning this Friday, September 26th. That night, the crew kicks off its final regular season series against the Reds, as we mentioned. So free pancakes in Milwaukee at AmFam Field on Saturday or Friday morning.
Most things taste better when they're free.
They certainly do. Let's leave you with this. We'll play a little bit of this. This is Pat Murphy, manager of the Brewers, talking to Bob Costas this weekend of the Major League Baseball Network, talking about the late, great Bob Uecker and what his legacy means.
What was your relationship like with Bob Uecker?
I was so lucky last year, especially. You know, I've known him for 10, but I was so lucky to really get to know him.
The last year
as a man, and shared a lot of deep conversation all throughout his last year of his life, and just cherish what he let me know and cherish our interactions. I love the man, you know, just love him. You know, he'll always be with me.
Everyone knows how funny he was. Everyone knows how beloved he was by all the Brewer teams through half a century. It wasn't just like he was a beloved and great announcer. He was one of them. He'd been a player, not a great player, made his whole career out of making fun of himself right. As a player, but he had been a player. And when he walked in the clubhouse, it was different than even any other Hall of Fame announcer walking in the clubhouse.
You'd never know. He was a Hall of Famer. You'd never know anything, but he cared about you. He was so good to every player, not just him and Yelly had a close relationship. You know, him and Adamas and him and Freddie Peralta. Those guys have been around a long time. But he knew every player. You know, when Isaac Collins got brought to the big leagues, he went up and said, Isaac, how are you? You know, Yeah. You grew up here. You did this. I heard your dad used to do this. It was amazing. He cared. And then he'd follow up with it and never forget it. And he was at home in that clubhouse. You could tell. This is his spot.
There is no one who epitomizes a champion the way this man does right here. There is no one out here. What an example for us to be with every single day. Bob Uecker. Yeah!
You know, the last broadcast, when Alonso hit the homer off Williams, heartbreaking defeat, and you could hear it in his voice. His voice wasn't what it once was. He would pass away only a few months after that last game. He knew it was the last game he would broadcast, or whenever the Brewers were done in the playoffs, would be the last game he would broadcast. Right. That game ended the way it did, and you could feel the heartache in his voice.
And the pitch hit in the air to right, deep, warning track, and gone. Peter Alonso just put New York on top in this one.
He knew he was approaching not just the end of his career, but the end of his life. It was poignant to hear that broadcast.
Man, it's hard to think about because the locker room, I brought the team together and just said, hey, guys, somehow this is going to bless us. Somehow this loss, I don't know how. I'm just compelled to tell you this. It's going to bless us.
The great Pat Murphy, manager of the Brewers, talking to the great Bob Costas on Major League Baseball. And Euchre's legacy lives on. Brewers right now 0-0 at the Padres. They'll be home to wrap it up, and you can hear it all on the Civic Media Ready Network. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Dallas, authorities are clarifying the number of victims again after a deadly shooting at an ICE facility. ICE officials say one detainee is dead and the suspected shooter is also dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. ABC's Maria Villarreal is on scene and spoke with a mother who was there with her daughter at the facility for a scheduled appointment.
She said her daughter was actually outside when this happened. The building went on lockdown. They were stuck inside, and then her daughter was outside waiting for her. That way, when she was done with her status check, and she would come out and be with her family. The daughter had nowhere to go. She hid behind cars. She was actually on a phone call with other family members when this happened. Very scary moments for them all that were inside and outside the building.
Authorities still don't have a motive. Mark Zuckerberg posting on Threads today that Instagram has grown to 3 billion monthly active users. Meta CEO called it a milestone ahead of the social media platform's 15th anniversary. And stocks ended lower today for a second day. This is ABC News.